So she kept him in Europe. She didn't like Texas. She refused to live in Texas. So she lived in Europe. She'd been presented at court, which is quite an honor. And so Texas was beneath her. Mm-hmm. So she was Irish, but she lived, but she went, he went to school in Paris. He went to the Louvre, the Sorbonne.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, when war broke out, and I don't know what war it was, then they had to move back to England, and he went to Oxford. And he studied to become a priest, which he never did. He finally came back to the States, and the first thing I know about him that Mother talked was he was sheriff of Cook County, that's where Chicago is, Cook County, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the sheriff of Cook County, Illinois. And then he came to Texas, and he was a Texas Ranger, and he was this, and he was that. And then his family, which was in Ireland, and they were quite wealthy, had estates there. He inherited three different fortunes and lost all the money on all three of them.
Mm.
But he had, then he married my grandmother. He had a ranch out of Fort Davis, Texas, a sheep ranch, and a cattleman came in and drove him out.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they moved to El Paso, and he had a job as a custom agent on the bridge until he retired. He spoke six languages fluently.
Which ones?
I know Spanish and French, German, I don't know what else. You know, he was highly, highly, highly educated. Mm-hmm. Man. In fact, he told Mother that lots of times he just thought in Spanish or read in Spanish. It didn't make any difference to him. What, you know. And my grandmother was just a housewife. They were raised Catholics, but they quit the church.
Mm-hmm. And so they, when they quit the church, what did they become?
Nothing.
No.
Excuse me. They opened in Denton.
Uh-huh.
And she only had 1 year because my grandfather got shot in the stomach. And she had to come home and go to work so they could eat.
And what did she do?
She went to work. She taught school down mm-hmm. in South El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
The Dwyers, Sam Dwyer called her the day after she got there and said, come on down, you have a job.
That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
No, he was the boss of South El Paso. Some teacher left and she had got the job. Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
Oh, no. And then she and Daddy married in 1909.
Mm-hmm. How big was El Paso back then?
Gosh, not very big.
Not very big.
I don't know. How big? Well, I don't think it extended much, about up to Montana Street, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunset Heights. Now, that was, you know, where most everybody lived in Sunset Heights.
Mm. So you have, Danish in your family, and what other?
Danish? I'm having Danish.
Not Danish,
Irish.
Sorry, Irish.
Mm-hmm. Irish and Scots. See, they were British, but they were from Scotland. Mm-hmm. My dad's father's family.
Mm-hmm.
From Scotland, Christie's. So that was mostly Scotch-Irish.
Mm-hmm.